This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us now live on the telephone is our friend Josh Rouse. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
It's great to have you on the it's great to have you on the telephone. Is that where you are? We're in Red Hook.
I'm in Nashville, Tennessee. Yeah, Music City, USA.
Right on. Is that where you live right now?
I do.
All right, cool.
I live in a neighborhood. It was called Hillbilly Haven in the 1950s.
Huh.
Little Jimmy Dickens' house is across the street, his old house. Roger Miller lived a couple houses over. Roy Acuff had a couple houses in the neighborhood. Yeah, so in the 1950s, it was just down the street from the Ryman Auditorium where they had the Grand Ole Opry. So,
pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now, Josh, we'll take you back to your beginnings. You were born in 1972 in Oshkosh, Nebraska.
That's correct.
And you're the first human being I've spoken to from Oshkosh. And I've been sent there before by various people. We'll send you to Oshkosh. So how was it in Oshkosh growing up and developing a sense of yourself?
Well, I was born in Oshkosh, and I think I lived there as a baby, but most of my, until I was 12, I lived just about 40 miles west in a little town called Paxton, which is even smaller, a town of 500 people. And I was kind of a only child, lonely coyote. We lived about 7 miles outside a town in the Sandhills, and, I had a big imagination. So that was kind of my, football game, high school football games and riding my bike and fishing, pretty much a Rockwell kind of existence up until I was 12.
Mm. Well, now coming full circle, and it all makes sense. Your debut album was simply titled 1972, and come years later, it's being reissued again now. And we're celebrating 1972 all over again with Josh Rouse. Josh, we are huge fans of the Going Places album here. We played it.
Oh, great.
A bunch of different songs, including one we just heard a little while back, Stick Around. And, well, the songs and your writing, since we started enjoying you with the 1972 album, now, don't take this the wrong way, but in my humble opinion, your music has matured to a really special place. And all the music, the subject, the melodies, they sound like you've been around the world and discovered many different things in your time.
Well, I have, yeah. I mean, I've been able to put out records for the past 25 years, and I have quite a few of them and travel around, and I was residing in Spain for 18 years, learned another language, moved over there, got married, had kids over there, and now we're back over here. But so there's a lot of ingredients in those songs.
Well, it seems that you have
It tastes very simple and good.
Yeah, it seems that you have a lot of different places and different sources of inspiration, and that's a wonderful thing because you seem to keep putting records out, which is always a sign that you found a vein of creativity that you can express yourself. So that's always cool. And well, where did you get all that, inspiration for Going Places?
Where did I get the inspiration for Going Places? Well, I had about half of the record written. Some of it's placed in New Orleans. My dad lives down in New Orleans, and I was going down on a lot of trips to there, listening to the music and talking to some old friends that live down there. So some of that went into there for sure. And some of it's from, there's a neighborhood in Valencia, Spain, where we live over there, and it's called El Carmen, and it's very old and kind of bohemian. And just walking around there and spending a lot of time in the cafes there, talking to people, I hear different stories and get ideas from songs from them.
Yeah, well, you know.
So this last record is definitely kind of, you know, I have a band that lives over there, and they reside in Valencia, and they are and they play on this record. So it's always kind of an American, it's kind of expat stories filtered through, you know, some Mediterranean musicians. That make an interesting sound. Yeah.
Cool. Now, when you're coming to South Egremont and the Egremont Barn, are you playing solo?
I am, yeah. Mm. I play quite a bit solo. I do play with the band, but they don't have one for this show. It's going to be a Sunday night, which I'm excited.
Yeah.
I've never been to the Egremont Barn. I've heard about it. And, you know, barns sound good. Wood sounds good.
It does.
I got wood in my studio here. So
yeah.
It'll be a warm, mellow Sunday evening with some good tunes.
Yeah, it's a really cool venue, and you'll find yourself inspired by just being around the vibe of the venue. It's a cool place to play, and the people who go to the Egremont Barn love good music. So you're going to be treated well, and the people coming to see you are going to love you. And, well, all I could do is suggest that folks get tickets before they're gone. You can visit theegremontbarn.com for tickets and further information. So, Josh, it's been a little while since Going Places came out, and we're celebrating the 20th anniversary of 1972 with a re-release. What do you have on the horizon?
I've been working on some songs here. I have a studio here, and this summer I was actually in Spain in a studio over there. So working on some new, real summery kind of Mediterranean folk stuff. Something you'd, pretty mellow, but beautiful. That's what I've been working on.
Well, your music touches a lot of bases. It's soulful. It's got some great melodies, as I mentioned, and great lyrics. So I can only suggest for people to go to the show and to see you frequently. And how can folks stay in touch with you, Josh?
Well, you know, I'm on Instagram every once in a while, Facebook, you know. That's usually got the up-to-the-date information.
All right. And then we'll find out when your next recordings come out, where you're touring, and everything involved. Josh, it's a pleasure to talk to you. We wish you nothing but the best. Congratulations on the re-release of 1972. And Knock 'em Dead Sunday night at the Egremont Barn in South Egremont. Cool.
And it won't be boring.
No.
All right.
The show starts.
Thanks, Rick.
The show starts at 7:30. And folks can get information at theegremontbarn.com. Josh, all the best. We'll talk soon. And please come by the studio. We'd love that.
Okay, thanks.
All right. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. Once again, our guest, Josh Rouse, Egremont Barn, this Sunday, 7:30 in South Egremont, Massachusetts. 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, right back.
Time and Space Limited, TSL in Hudson, New York, is celebrating its